It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Have you seen some of the stories about why Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez are allegedly getting divorced?
I've seen a few allegations, yeah.
That during COVID they got together, and when COVID was over, he wasn't prepared for her celebrity.
Oh, my girl's famous.
You didn't know Ariana Grande was famous?
She needs security.
You know what? This is a great example of why you don't jump into something too quick. You get to know somebody because they literally started dating during COVID when she didn't leave the house. She wasn't working. He couldn't see her go out in public and what life was like for her.
COVID, he met Ari.
That's not her life.
He hadn't met Ariana. He just heard about her.
Yeah, they said he didn't really seem to understand why they needed security to go everywhere.
He basically didn't get why she was famous, like world famous, like, oh my gosh, it's you famous.
He's a realtor, so he probably sold her house. Then he was like, oh, you're cute.
What you trying to do later?
I'll marry you?
Marry you? Why not?
Wait, why do we need security?
What's your name again?
Who are you?
I thought you were playing about that. You're who? What? That seems funny, but then again, who knows?
And man, it's an interesting problem to have during COVID, but I get it. I bet there's people that did meet during COVID. There's a show on, you see that show on Netflix where the couple met on a dating app and they were like going on their third date and they were hitting it off and he goes, you want to go on a quick weekend trip? They fly to where were they? It wasn't Costa Rica. I'm going to screw the story up, but they fly somewhere. They get stuck there for COVID.
For COVID? Yeah.
Oh, they didn't know each other.
No.
They didn't know each other.
I had no idea that was a show.
They were like on their third date.
Yo!
And then literally everything shut down and they couldn't get back into America and they were stuck for months.
Talk about commitment.
In a house together.
Talk about getting to know somebody.
So, yeah. God, I'm sorry I don't remember the name of that, but somebody knows.
I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Somebody will text in because I just watched that recently, whatever it was called. But there you go. Ariana Grande. That's the whole reason the divorce is happening.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I see there are goodies in the studio from Milwaukee Brew Fest this morning.
Are you as excited as I am?
Oh, I can't wait to open these. This is awesome.
I don't know why that laugh came out so dark, but it's because I like bruise, infest.
Jeezy's like, I found it.
The goodies.
We are giving away tickets to Brewfest every day this week around 8:40. So that's really cool because that's happening in a couple weeks. And we also have tickets to Six Flags Great America at 7:45.
That's right. There better be a koozie in there. And Six Flags is going to be bumping. Well, so I got nothing to say about that.
I have a Brewfest sweatshirt I wear around.
Yeah.
And it's got like the barley on it. Everybody thinks it's marijuana.
Oh, of course.
And I wear it around. They're like, what is that? I'm like, it says Milwaukee Brewfest. Hello. And even
if it was,
none of your damn business. What is it? What do you think it is?
They thought it was Milwaukee Brewfest.
Is that weed? I'm like, no.
They go Stephen A on you?
Weed?
Chill out.
What's on your shirt? No, I love that sweatshirt. I've had it for years. So anyway, we'll have those tickets later.
Bet.
Okay, coming up next, we have to discuss the celebrity who is making the news because of something she did on stage. Most people are finding it rude.
Uh-huh.
You may think it's tacky.
You might have already talked about it and seen somebody talking about it. Man, it became a topic.
It did. We're going to discuss it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Just getting ready to play this clip of the celebrity that is making all the rounds right now, let me tell you, because DZ, I don't know if you heard about it, but Miranda Lambert. Have you ever heard of her? Tell the truth.
I've heard the name, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Him. Fair. It's a her.
Well, pick them.
It's okay.
Pick them.
If you don't know who Miranda Lambert is, it's okay. We've never played her on Kiss, but she's a country music artist, and I know who she is because she was married to Blake Shelton. I don't really listen to country, but that's what I know her from.
Yeah.
Okay? So she has been getting a lot of attention, and I mean a lot of attention, because of the clip that has now surfaced of her shaming the girls in her audience who are taking selfies.
Right.
Okay. So I pulled it up because I want everyone to hear this clip. So let's go ahead and play this. This is Miranda Lambert stopping her concert, and then we're going to discuss if what she did was very cool or not.
For a sec, Danny, I'm sorry.
Hold on here. We'll start it back over.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. Selfie and not listening to the song.
Yikes. Sheesh.
I don't like it,
she said. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
I know you bought tickets to see me, but.
Yeehaw.
But let me shame you in the front row for a second, even though you spent a lot of money on my tickets.
Like, come on, dog.
I hated this clip. I don't know why people are clapping and cheering. I think she sounds like she's 100 years old trying to shame people for taking selfies, and I cannot.
People just being yes men and like, yeah, you tell them.
I thought this was wacky. I didn't like this. And so now I've seen more and more on the internet because people have been arguing about it.
Sure.
About if what Miranda Lambert did when she stopped her. She was in the middle of a song. She wasn't in between songs.
So I'm going to stop you right there, Danny. Hold on.
She was in the middle of a song. She stops the show, says, I don't know why you're taking selfies in the front row, because they paid money to come see you and they want you to...
Because they want a memory of this experience watching you, somebody they paid to come watch? What do you mean, why are they taking a selfie? Do you want them to throw the phone at you instead, mommy?
Piss me off, man. And then I saw another celebrity say something like, I hope whatever Miranda Lambert's going through. Like, another celebrity who goes through the same kind of stuff was like, I hope she's getting better. Like, they essentially said, it's obvious she's not at her best self if she's stopping the show. But Miranda's kind of seemed to own it in that moment.
I hate to say it, but I think this might just be Miranda, because I got some proof from somebody I know personally.
What'd they say?
So we saw this online last night. Somebody had gone to a car. We went to school with them, college, Lakeland. Shout out to them boys up there. But they posted and said, so they had gone to a concert like over 5 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And she again at another time stopped the show. This was over 5 years ago. Stopped the show because people were throwing beach balls around. You know how at a concert or a live event, people will bring a beach ball and play volleyball around?
Yeah.
She stopped and said, I need all those balls put away before I continue. The show is about me, not the beach balls. And she's like, I ain't been a fan since. So this might just be Miranda. I hate to say it, but dog, she's built like that. She's got maybe a complex, and I'm not trying to down on nobody's name. You're a performer. Well, people paid money to come see you, but you need to let them enjoy that environment however they feel like.
I receive what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I think that had that happened, we only heard one story.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could convince me she was having a bad day.
You had a bad day.
But
sure.
I feel like Ike, you've presented evidence now of multiple bad days, DZ.
I'm dropping receipts.
You're dropping receipts of this behavior. Here it is one more time. Miranda Lambert stopping the show in order to shame girls in the front row taking a selfie.
I'm sorry here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Danny, time out.
I don't get it.
These girls are worried about the selfie and not listening to the song a little bit.
The world has evolved.
I got a theory.
We use cell phones all the time now. The world has evolved.
Cell phones are everywhere. Cell phones are the new lighters.
100%.
Put your lights up. You used to say, put your lighters in the sky. Now people say, put your cell phone lights in the sky. For
I
a reason.
I say, as an artist, you should want people filming and putting you. Like, that's marketing. I don't know if they know this or not, but if you're going to make an appearance at a concert, you should want everyone to film you and put it on the internet because that is good for you, people. It's called a commercial.
That part. Let me throw a theoretical bleep in your brain.
What?
What if that was their favorite song? Best friends, BFFs. They came to this concert to hear you, but to hear that jam. And as soon as it started, they wanted to catch a selfie of them singing Memories. Oh, my God. Oh, Miranda. And now you ruined that experience. And now instead, they got a video of, hey, Danny, cut it. Cut it. These bleeps were bleeping.
These girls aren't paying attention to me, so stop the show. She snapped.
She's Miranda Lambert, but I was just about to say, who are you to feel like you could demand that? If you're going to do that, then you got to take cell phones at the door. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Agree. 100%.
Like, it's been done. If you don't want your stuff filmed, for example, the Beyoncés of the world, the Bees, they take your phone when you walk in. You don't go in there with a device because they don't want their stuff filmed.
Yeah.
There you go.
There
boom.
It is. Beyonce,
and you agree to that.
Beyoncé doesn't need it. That's why she doesn't let anyone film in her show. Miranda, you could use it. Just allow them to take pictures. Said what I said. All right, let's take your calls and texts next because I want to hear everyone's input on this Miranda Lambert stage drama where she stopped a show to shame the girls taking a selfie in the front row. It's clearly you're going to go one of two ways.
It's
obviously
interesting. Do you agree with what she said though? Because I can see it. Yeah. I mean, sure.
414-533-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Weba.
Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about Miranda Lambert stopping her show to shame an audience member.
A couple, actually.
There was a couple girls in the front taking selfies. And this has really kind of blown up on the internet
it
and
has.
Not in Miranda's favor, shockingly. Not so shocking because. I think the whole thing is like, ick.
Yeah.
I mean.
It just sounds weird.
Let me play it again for people that are just tuning in. This is Miranda Lambert stopping the show. Ugh, I should have. Here we go.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song a little bit.
Now let's make everybody cheer for them while they're sitting there.
Shame, shame.
All because they took a selfie.
I mean, that's what we were here. We was trying to hear you sing some country dang music.
You know who ruined the song? Miranda,
she
by stopping.
Did. Thank you.
Whoever texted it.
Dab me up on that, bro, because yes, bro, she ruined it. She ruined it in that whole moment. She went, I'm going to stop the song, and then went, I came here to sing, and you the one that stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many other people were probably taking a selfie in that same exact moment?
Dude, Lindsay is in Franksville this morning. We're going to pull her up first. I'm reading all your texts, and they are good, by the way. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, have you seen this clip of Miranda Lambert?
I have not, but like I've made me, I've now heard it three times, but it made me like think of Pink shaming someone, but she waited till in between songs and was trying to help out a friend who was being, you know, potentially bullied by someone. But
yes.
The only time that a artist should stop their show is for safety reasons.
Exactly.
I was at Summerfest and Andrew McMahon saw someone like fall off the bleachers that were, you know, all stand on. And he's like, hey, are you okay? Like, stop for safety reasons. But just because you're so full of yourself, you don't stop and shame someone.
Well, it's just not necessary at all. I mean, they bought tickets to see you. So what do you care what they're doing? They put money in your pocket, Miranda.
Let them enjoy their time.
They're there for your music, not to be like embarrassed, because I'm sure they were put on the screen too, because, you know, oh my God, the camera's got a pan to the person being yelled at.
Yep.
Like you said, how many more people were taking selfies at that time that were like...
Somebody said, not a fan of Miranda, but she really needs a reality check. The video was so entitled. Somebody else texted in, said they weren't even taking a selfie. They were taking a group photo.
Wow.
a big mean girl energy. I don't know what they were, but yeah. I don't even care what they were taking.
They could have been taking a video of you. Does it matter what they were doing? They paid their dollars, their hard earned monies to come see you, Miranda, yeah. and you treated them like this. Mm-hmm. That's your fan base. That's how you treat your fan base. That's where I'm like, in a nutshell for me, I'm like, dog, nah.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, entitled is the proper word for her.
Keyword right there, Lindsay.
She needs to be knocked down a couple pegs.
Thank you for calling, Lindsay. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
People texting in, why shame anybody who paid to see you? Exactly. That's what makes no sense.
Paid or not, somebody took time out of their day to come watch you and your craft.
They don't care
right?
enough.
Is that how deeply you feel it, though? Is that how important you feel that your craft is, that they should just not look at anything but you? Don't blink. Don't breathe. Don't do nothing. You better not go to concessions while I'm singing.
Imagine if you have to use the bathroom.
Ooh, you better have gone before you sat down.
Angie's in Lake Geneva, which I'm so happy she called in because we haven't heard from Angie in a minute.
Where's she been?
She got a theme song? We were talking to her? She just disappeared like every man in my life. Where you been?
What up, Angie?
I'm kidding. On vacation.
Who said you could take a vacation? Did you clear this with upper management?
What do you think, it's summer or something? Rude.
I am upper management.
Ah, wepa! That's what I'm talking about, Angie.
Angie, good morning. What do you think of this clip of Miranda Lambert shaming the girls, taking the photo, and she stopped the whole show for it, and it's making quite a splash? A big argument on the internet, let me tell you. What do you think?
Well, honestly, I don't think you guys need to do Jerk of the Week, because I think Miranda Lambert won that one for the week.
You got it for the month.
The jerk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. honestly, if they paid to enjoy her show, she should just let it be. I think she was rude and disrespectful for doing that and calling them out.
Imagine how Blake Shelton feels at this moment, going from Miranda Lambert to Gwen Stefani.
He said, dodge that one.
He said, hey. Yeah, 100%. Wow, she must have been a high maintenance partner. Like, if you're stopping the show for people,
who said that girl is bananas?
Yes, Angie. Way to pick it up, girl. Nice. Angie, we all kind of are on the same page. Thanks for calling, Angie.
Yep, love you guys. Bye.
Love you back, too. Bye.
Ryan in Calabama swears he has a Miranda Lambert story. So before we end this segment, boy, we are going to hear this story because he sounded lit and mad.
Mad?
Yeah.
Oh, I am mad. I despise Miranda Lambert for this reason right here.
She is
a horrible artist. She is a horrible person.
Oh, wow.
This is my opinion. I don't care.
She sings okay.
My wife loves her.
It's because your wife. Don't lie.
I don't listen to her music anymore because we went to a Kenny Chesney concert and she was an opener. And Kenny Chesney is all about the crowd. He's all about partying. He's all about the beach balls and everything else. And they had like 6 beach balls going, and one lands on the stage, and she pops it. And she goes, she stops the show, and she goes, if any of these bleepity bleep beach balls land on my stage, I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore, and they don't need to be thrown around my neighborhood.
Wow.
So basically, Ryan, her reputation is catching up with her, because a part of me in one way is going, what if this girl had a bad day, and we're all like going nuts on her? But then I hear these stories, and you can only hear so many before you're like, okay, well, now it's another bad day.
And disturbing.
It's like, another bad
why
day.
Why would you? Why pay to see her? That's ridiculous.
Right.
The beach ball thing is absurd.
It sells. Okay, and
she's just rude.
I got to follow.
Rude is a good word.
So it's not a Miranda story, but there was a story that I remember hearing about T-Pain.
Yeah,
he was performing at a university in our state, in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, somebody beamed him with a beach ball, like hit him.
Okay.
They whipped it at
him.
Exactly, Ryan. He cut the show. He went, all right, y'all. Like, that was clearly disrespectful. Y'all are having a good time. I ain't mad at that, but don't throw the stuff at me now, right? Like, then he was like, all right, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Miranda really just doesn't want you to have a good time, it feels like.
No, you're supposed to sit there and drink in misery when you go to see her in concert.
This is a country concert. You're not meant to be happy here. Don't do that. Y'all gonna make me start.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do that.
My bad.
I'll put her...
Don't forget, tickets to Six Flags Great America. We're sending you and 3 of your friends a 4-pack coming up 7:45 this morning.
Ah!
Get ready!
That's you on the roller coaster. Ah!
I love roller coasters. You're one or the other. You're either you like the thrill or you don't.
Or you out.
You don't mess with them. I mess with them.
I mess with them. Even though lately I've been feeling like I'm a little too portly to be on them like that.
Oh, stop
hey,
it.
Hey, listen, I was at this weight when I got kicked off of the last roller coaster I went on. They were like, sir, it won't buckle. And I went, hey, that's okay.
DZ,
don't worry about it.
You're not that
I
big.
Swear, hey, don't mean I'm over the size limit for some of these rides. I'm going to just say
Damn.
It like that. I'm muscular. You know what I'm saying?
He's buff, I'm buff. Everybody.
I'm buff. That was the problem. It wasn't I was tubby. It was buff.
Six Flags tickets, 7:45 this morning. Let's do What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
This one is a work issue and mm-hmm. a boss. It involves someone's boss?
It does involve bosses.
Right.
We could call them maybe horrible bosses. They want to be kept anonymous, okay. but they didn't specify a name. So what you want to call them?
It's a man or a woman?
It's a lady.
It's a lady. Okay, let's call her Sasha.
Sasha.
I don't know where that came from.
Sasha. Sassy Sasha. Sasha. No, this actually ain't too sassy, but right. Sasha wrote in and Sasha said, my boss is terrible. Should I tell him? Straight up. Sasha just put it like that. Says, I'm 22 years old. I've been working at a retail store for the last few months. At first, it was great. I hadn't worked retail before, but I actually really liked it. Shortly mm-hmm. after I started, though, coworkers began to slowly drop off out of nowhere. Everyone I met started. Now only myself and another girl I left out of everyone I met when I started.
Oh, so
got
everyone's
it.
Gone.
Everyone's gone.
Was there when she started.
So friends that I've talked to about it tell me that retail seems to have a high turnover rate.
Mm.
And I get that. Plus, it's a smaller store. Only a few of us work at a time. Though naturally, we get to talking. And I feel like most people's common theme when leaving has been our former boss
mm-hmm.
saying they're difficult to deal with. And that they don't like that particular manager. Mm-hmm. I don't have any issue with them.
Oh.
They can be standoffish, but I don't really worry about it. I do my job. Now, though, I'm seeing it affect so many people that I'm wondering if I should say something to them or do I just keep going, jump ship, and avoid any problems or mind my business? Sasha.
Listen, Sasha.
Sasha!
If you don't have any problems, what do you care? I don't understand. What would you do?
She's an empathetic person.
Okay.
I could tell off rip, you know, because Sasha's going, oh, I really like this job, you know,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. I don't mind it. So retail,
yeah.
if you like retail, that to me naturally tells me you're a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
You like to mind after people.
Or you
right?
like clothes.
Well yeah, sure.
Let's be
sure.
real.
22 years old, I've clothes discount.
Retail. I mean, you fold
but
shirts and you greet people and you ring people up.
That don't mean you like retail. Somebody
exactly.
that likes retail, to me, means you're
True.
More on the hospitality side. You're
yeah.
hospitable, if you will.
Fair.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're taking this on themselves. If you don't mind the job, you don't mind the manager, you need to put yourself in a perspective on if you think this manager is going to then, I hate to say it, but make you a target. If you go to them, if you're not close, you should and go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say nothing to your boss. If you're good with the job, keep the job, keep your head down, keep trucking,
yeah.
right? I don't think you need to jump ship because it's not affecting you.
I don't understand why they're upset at all. Like, they lost their coworkers. Okay, fine. But, like, if you have no issues with the boss and you're happy, I'm with you. Like, what's the point of rocking the boat?
It's
for
tight,
what?
It's tight-knit environment,
Stop
right?
Stop trying to fix everybody else's problems.
I've worked in tight-knit environments,
yeah.
right? And especially when you get into the retail field, you get even more tight-knit because with the ups and downs, busy times, down times,
mm-hmm.
you get to talk. And you get to jibber-jabbing with the people that you're with, build friendships, relationships, whatever.
Yeah.
Now she's empathizing too much with the people she's remembering and
yeah.
doesn't want to lose more people in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know what retail's like. It's such a high turnover rate.
Yeah.
She needs to not worry about it, girl. Really,
mm-hmm.
though. Really. It's not you. It's them. And
yeah.
if it's affecting you, do something about it. If it's not, keep stacking your paper and keep it pushing.
And if the boss is toxic and you're the one the boss likes, because even toxic bosses have one friend usually around
True.
That they have to, you know,
True.
A camaraderie. Then it's not, just let it be.
Right.
Like, if you're the friend the boss wants to have, who they're being nice to, great. You need a job and you're not being bothered and no people are, then who cares? Because I'm with you. It's high turnover in retail.
Yeah, she's stressing about this though, and I can see this stress affecting her. So if you think it's going to affect you, Sasha, say something, sure. But then you better be ready to look for another job.
Yeah, this has got to be worth
it. You're going to put yourself in a weird position. If you got no problems now, don't create none for yourself.
Thank you. We're going to take your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. DZ says, oh, your boss is terrible. Everybody's leaving, but you're still there and you get along. Keep it moving. Just don't rock the boat, is what DZ said. We'll take your calls and texts next, though.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Sasha wrote into the show.
You got to say it like that, too. Sasha
wrote into the show. 22, been working at retail for the last few months. Everybody's dropping like flies.
Kind of like retail, ain't it?
Yeah, but Sasha gets along with the boss great. Nobody else likes the boss.
No problems. She's good. She just does her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know.
Should she?
Jinx.
Should she say something or say something to the boss or just let it be or work somewhere else to avoid any problems? But there's no problems with Sasha and the boss.
It's just everybody else around her. I feel like she's thinking like, man, pretty soon I'm going to be the only one left.
Yeah.
Period. And I'm going to end up being the manager. And I don't think I want that.
I mean, it could happen. Some people wish their coworkers would turn over like that. I mean, you never know how lucky you are.
I know that's right.
Angela is in Milwaukee this morning. Let's pull her up on 4. Good morning, Angela.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how we doing? What are you thinking today as far as what Sasha's problems going on? She want to know if she should tell her boss they're terrible.
You know, it's like when you start getting in the workplace and got to mesh people's work ethics and attitude. If you have a job that you like and you fit in, I would just have to just keep quiet and go with it. If you don't have a problem there, don't create one.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we starting stuff for?
Yeah.
Won't be none. Like, what are we doing?
One thing if the problem is yours or if you feel it coming on to you. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, Sasha, then maybe you should figure out a way to say it. But it doesn't sound like you got any troubles right now, Mama, so don't worry about it.
Right.
Right. If you can go to work every day and like your job and you get along with other people, worry about yourself.
Like, I'm getting mad now at Sasha for creating problems that weren't there to begin with. I'm like, what are you starting stuff for, man?
She's about the hospitality. Well, she cares too much. That's
the
problem.
You don't know that Sasha could have been surrounded by a lot of negative people. Maybe they just had a lot of bad hires at once. You never know.
And they were part of the turn. That turnover was like, because you needed fresh blood and you had to hire.
Saying.
Ooh, like that's a great point.
They were doomed from the start, is what I'm getting at.
Right.
You know? And hence retail.
Sasha was a part of the replacement team. She was the backups. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I was Sasha, here's a spin on it. I would be like, wow, I'm the best employee. Like, I'm a really good hard worker, and these people are showing that for me.
I'm still here.
I don't know.
I'm holding it down.
Just me spinning.
I like the spin.
Cognitive thinking, they call it in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to my therapist who taught me that one.
Yeah.
Spin it into positive, baby.
And thank you to Angela, too. Appreciate you throwing your two cents in today.
Thanks, Angela.
Sure. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right. Lori is in Cedarburg this morning. She called 5 days in a row. She got her own theme song. You too could get your own. She picked a good one. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Beyonce's on tour. I don't know if you heard. She hit America.
She's here. The eagle has landed.
Beyonce's in America on stage. Lori, what do you think Sasha should do? Because all her coworkers have left and it's the boss, but she gets along fine with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in that situation and I actually helped in a way get a supervisor demoted.
Wait, what?
You got somebody demoted?
Over the same situation?
How? Why?
Sort of. So I got hired with this organization in a smaller department. And again, it was like, I think we were just turning over a lot of people. We had this new crew. Our boss would do little things. I mean, he wasn't like bad or anything. It was just, he wouldn't have the initiative to like speak on our behalf to like management or get.
He wasn't assertive enough to be in management. Mm. I get it. There's a lot of people who have no business being managers.
How do you end up there then?
A lot of people do that and they don't know how to manage or speak up for people. But go on. Or advocate.
He's been in the company for 20 plus years. He's worked his way up. And I'm not saying he's a middle-aged man. I'm like 50s or so. Nothing against that or anything. But noticed that things were getting done or was having questions because he's got other locations. And so he spoke with us as the workers without our management, our leadership team.
Ooh.
And
because
he wanted to see what was going on, see what we could improve.
That's what they do. People above the boss come in and they go, how's it going around here?
Uh-huh.
Don't act like you've never had a boss above the boss do that. I've had a boss above the boss. What's going on around here?
Lori had the chance to tell him what was really going on. going down, and I'm thinking Lori did.
Yeah.
She's like, I did.
Oh, yeah. I said, what was up?
No, the whole department did, because we had actually found out that we were doing actually paperwork and everything and inspections that we didn't need to be doing.
Wow. Ooh.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, so yeah. That old boss got thrown. They said, no. Bye.
Yeah, so they got rid of the boss. Interesting. Or demoted. Not rid of. There you go, demoted.
He's a super nice gentleman. Got along with everybody.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. A lot of nice people that don't know how to manage.
Yeah, you got
to
do your job. That's the part that's tough.
You can't do it. Mm-hmm. You need to realize and take yourself out of that situation.
Yep.
All right. So basically, Lori's advice is get him demoted.
Or maybe talk to upper management and let them know, hey, I'm not trying to get in this. You could do something anonymously through like HR, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, no, but if you're in retail too, they have district managers, all these people come around. But we're going to talk to Amanda next. Thanks for calling, Lori.
We appreciate you, Lori. All right, later.
I say let's talk to Amanda because Amanda loves to share that she once works at Old Navy.
I mean, yeah.
And didn't we all shop there? Still have. Still
bet
do.
You she ain't turned down there either. Exactly.
Oh, Amanda, Old Navy queen. What should Sasha do? Because DZ said, just don't rock the boat. There's no problem. Don't say anything. What do you think?
It's not to worry.
I agree with DZ. Yeah. He doesn't need to say anything. Yeah. Turnover is part of life in retail. Mm. I do got to shout out Old Navy and Gurnee. I was there for 5 years. Old Navy, a.k.a. Old Slavery.
Well, not the oldest. You know what I'm saying? But hey. They got $5 sandals. That's what we're at.
Yeah. They got hot sales. That's what I'm saying.
You know the deals be worth it.
T-shirts for $3.99. I'm in.
But saying don't rock it though. It's not your problem.
Yeah. I don't think she needs to say anything. I mean, that's just part of retail. Yeah. I mean, I saw people go in and out all the time. So
Amanda, she would have been the best to work with because Amanda would have never rocked the boat. She would have been like, hi. Hey, everybody. Woo!
Woo! We here to do our job. Woo!
If there was a problem, but if there was a problem, Amanda would cry. She would be like, no. So we'd be like, leave Amanda alone. Let Amanda be and let her be happy and let her be the happy greeter and do her job because Amanda's not trying to cause any problems.
We ain't in here with no mess.
I don't want to cry in the fitting room, okay? I don't want to be crying in no fitting room.
Amanda, we love you. Thanks for calling, girl.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye, fam.
Bye. You like my new hat?
That's a dope hat.
Yes, my Milwaukee Brewfest hat. Thank you very much to Brewfest. We got tickets to go to Brewfest at 8:40 this morning.
Mm-hmm, we shall do.
Goes on at McKinley Park, right downtown on the lake. It's so much fun. You can carry your glass around, drink all the beer. They have seltzers now. So exciting.
Going to Brewfest was it was my second experience at a tasting, the biggest tasting I had ever been to, and I was dumbfounded. I was like, wow, y'all do it big.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. So tickets for that coming up, and of course, Six Flags. At 7:45.
A lot going on.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you, DZ, we had a big day yesterday.
We did have a big day yesterday.
I brought Owen and Hudson to work, and then something huge happened after work.
Okay.
I've been dying to tell you about this.
Wait, what happened? Like how huge? Like, we're talking about scale of 1 to 10.
10.
10?
Owen, my 11-year-old, I have a little, I was going to say without shame. No, I've been totally ashamed every time I say it. Cannot tie his shoes.
We're learning. We're still learning.
Neither of my kids know how to tie shoes because a lot of shoes don't even have them. So
exactly.
They wouldn't learn when they were little. Some of us don't have the patience. And so a lot of kids, if they're not doing wearing cleats and stuff, don't learn now.
If you don't got the need,
So it became a thing where Owen would always just get shoes with no laces, or he would wear them without the laces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere yesterday, we were at the pool at the Princeton Club, and we were leaving, and he was putting on his shorts. He goes, hey, Mom, come here. And I was like, what? And I came over, and he was like, I want to learn how to tie the tie around
his swim trunks.
His basketball shorts or whatever. Yeah, because he was changing. I go, really? He goes, yeah. So he's trying, and he's like trying. I go, okay, we got this. So I stood there, and for like 10 minutes, I stood right next to him, and while he did it, I modeled it. Because it's hard to teach someone how to tie a shoe if you're not physically doing it yourself.
Right. It's hard to mirror and then mimic.
From the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. So finally, I realized, well, let me just stand next to you. And I had one on, so I took my shorts, and we were doing it together side by side.
Let's do the same steps at the same time.
And I would do one bunny loop, and then he would do one bunny loop. And then this went on for, it only took three times, because he's 11. He's like old enough. He's
with it.
He's he's some motor skills. He's, I mean, he knows what he's doing.
His thumbs work.
He's fine. So he did it, and he was so proud. And I was so proud of him. And I was like, you know what? Pick a shoe, any shoe, baby. You're getting whatever pair of shoes you want.
And make sure they got laces.
Uh-huh. And he's like, I can wear any shoe I want now. I go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, you can wear boots. You can wear cleats. You can wear basketball shoes. You can wear regular sneakers.
So for anyone who shamed me for not teaching my kids how to tie.
You can even wear dress shoes, kid.
Screw y'all, because he can now. And then, as if the day wasn't perfect enough from Owen learning how to finally tie shoes, we go home and he says, teach me how to make spaghetti. I go, okay.
Whoa, buddy.
He had never used the stove. Never. They microwave, you know, never.
Oh, he was on a dopamine kick. Like, no, he said, I know how to tie. What else can I do? I'm unstoppable.
He boiled it. Even though he was afraid, he drained it because it's hot.
It's hot, yeah.
He put the sauce on. He made meatballs. I taught him how to make garlic bread. We were on a roll.
He made meatballs and garlic bread?
Yep. Meatballs in the microwave. You just heat it up and the garlic bread in the oven.
I gotta give props to my boy. That's a snap situation right there. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And at the end of the night, he goes, Mom, I learned so much today. And I was like, oh my God, it's been a great day, Owen.
I hope he's got the day off today, because I think he worked enough yesterday. You feel me?
He would have the day off even if he didn't work. Let's be real.
It's summertime.
He's fine. He already left me a message on the Alexa. Hi, Mom. I'm awake.
No, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Just think, and I'm thinking of like the childlike boost of confidence that you get from something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the sense of maturity he must feel. Like, he went through a crazy evolution, and to us, we're like, oh, that's great. And it's lighthearted. Like, oh, such a cute moment. But that was not just cute. That was huge. Like you said, that was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And especially for him, it might have been an 11. Because now that boy is self-sufficient to the degree of whatever shoe, whatever situation, one, you could tie it.
Yeah.
Keep practicing, Poppy.
You're right.
Two, you ain't never gonna go hungry, because now you can always eat spaghetti.
That's right, because I said, you're gonna be 12 in October. Mom's not gonna be here to cook all the... We're getting to the age where you're gonna have to learn how to use the stove,
buddy,
and the oven, so we are here.
You know what you do?
We are here, man.
And I'm not trying to give you no suggestions.
Give him. I don't care.
Surprise him next week. He's cooking dinner. And be like, how about you cook dinner? Why don't we make spaghetti?
He loves to play restaurant. I'm in.
I caught that yesterday. He said he likes to play a restaurant game on one of his tech devices. He was like, I like to play, you know.
Cooking Dash.
Cooking Kitchen, something like that. And I was like, oh, you be practicing cooking. He's ready for it. That boy been ready. He just pulled the trigger yesterday. Rah, rah.
Well, DZ, you're right. I was just proud of him, but you brought up a good point. What a great confidence and self-esteem builder for a kid to do stuff on their own and learn. And that's right. That's good stuff.
Boy probably got 2 inches taller yesterday.
Oh, he did. And it had nothing to do with the spaghetti as well. He gets tall anyway. He got 6 feet tall. He's 11. All right. That was awesome. I just wanted to share. So coming up next, though, for Am I the Jerk? Now, this is a less positive story.
Less awesome. 1 out of 10.
Am I the Jerk is not a positive story, and it's probably going to trigger a lot of people because it involves a handicap sign.
Excuse me. Hey, this wasn't me.
It wasn't me either, but it's coming up next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, get ready. Somebody's going to get triggered by this one, DZ.
Do I need to buckle myself in?
You do. And by the way, you can always submit these to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You're more than welcome to be anonymous.
Oh, we appreciate the submissions for
sure. You can always slide into our DMs too. That's fine. Stacy wrote in. She wants to know if she's a jerk for using her grandma's handicap sign at a concert.
I need to hear the story because, okay.
Hold on. She said, Allie and DZ, help me out on this one, please. I'm a fairly healthy woman in my mid-30s, and I have a handicap sticker in my car for my grandma. I went to a concert in the area with a friend and decided to use it. I know the sticker isn't mine, but in my defense, I've had a swollen ankle, so I wasn't in the best physical shape. There were plenty of available handicap spots, so I don't feel like I took away from anyone. And I had a bad ankle, for crying out loud. So am I the jerk for using my grandma's handicap sign at the concert I went to? Stacy.
Stacy. So it wasn't Stacy's mom, it was Stacy's grandmom. She used the parking sticker.
She had her grandma's handicap placard or whatever it's called in her car.
Right. All the rear view mirror hangy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's removable. You don't have the license plate. You don't got a sticker. You got the hangy thing, so you can take it off.
You can take it on and off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
She's a jerk, 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 jerk. She's a jerk. But then she's like, but I got a bad ankle. I can't walk. Well, how bad is it?
Right.
Are you on crutches? Like, what is it?
Because nobody has the right to physically assume that that sticker isn't yours. So you're operating under the principle that people are just going to think, okay, there's something that she needs it for, clearly. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I know a few people that have taken advantage of the fact that mom sticker, grandma sticker, grandpa sticker, whoever sticker it is in whatever car you're using, you go ahead and go, well, closer parking, broop, and hang it up. No harm, no foul, because there are plenty of spots. I see both, G.
I don't, because I think about when I see people at the store getting out of cars in handicapped spots, and sometimes they clearly need it. Right. It's obvious why they have a handicapped, you know, sticker.
Sure.
And then there are people that get out and walk in like faster than me, and I go, why are you in the handicapped spot when there are people with disabilities who need that? What the hell are you parking there for?
Sir, I just watched you jog into the store.
And that pisses me off, okay? So I'm not defending Stacy on this one. I'm going to say she's a jerk. If it wasn't her handicapped sticker or placard, she out.
I'm leaning towards I'm leaning towards not the jerky because she is hurt. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, bum ankle, sure. If you're normally healthy and if you were healthy, I would say, yeah, you a jerk.
Yeah.
But you're taking advantage of a situation that you were put in. Mm-hmm. That's like a low-key blessing. If you're at a concert, you know the parking in the boonies sucks.
Well, your ankle ain't that bad if you're at a concert.
Ooh, but it's bad enough to where you felt like maybe walking the distance was a little too much and you used the resources you had at your disposal.
She took advantage.
Ooh, that's another way to say it.
If you need a handicap sign, go get one.
Just
from your
say
doctor.
That.
Go get one and see if they give you one. And if they don't, you can walk.
Grandma should have taken it out the car then.
Oh, Grandma doesn't know. She doesn't know she's being taken advantage of.
You saying she's duping Grandma and using the sticker? I'm thinking no harm, no foul. If there was limited spots, if you were healthy, bet. If there's a plethora and you're hurt, you got that, use it to your advantage. I ain't mad at you. Do I think you're morally correct? Maybe not, but I'm not going to call you the jerk. Not today.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is Stacy the jerk for using her grandma's handicapped placard sign on her car at a concert because she has a swollen ankle and didn't want to walk? We'll take your calls next. 414-533-1037.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Stacy wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for using her grandma's handicap sign at a concert because she had a swollen ankle. So she felt like, well, I'm not in the best physical shape. I can use this. Not the spots aren't all taken. Is Stacy the jerk? I said yes. DZ said not a jerk. Not morally all there, but not a jerk.
We're not a jerk.
So let's go to the phones and see what people think. Let's start with Kaylin. You know what? Let's take Kaylin in West Bend this morning on 8. Oh, no. Oh, no. Did we lose her?
We lost her.
That's okay. Let's go to
lost her.
5. Oh, no. Oh, no. We got Steven.
Steven, you there?
Hey, Steven.
Yeah. Hi, how are you guys?
Hallelujah.
Dang, man.
Woo-wee. All right.
We're trying to figure out if Stacy's the jerk for using her grandmother's handicap sticker at a concert recently. She says she had a bad ankle. Normally in good health, but a bad ankle. So she said, hey, plenty spots. I'm going to use one of them. I'm going to use the sticker.
What do you think?
Jerk or not a jerk?
Jerk.
Why are you cutting out?
What's wrong with our phone right now?
I don't know. Did you say jerk or not a jerk?
Jerk.
Phew. That's what I thought, but we got to make sure.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Well, so it's illegal to use someone else's handicap tag, first of all.
Oh.
Ding, ding. That's a fact. That doesn't surprise me.
I know that.
So,
come on.
Although, Allie getting salty about people running from the handicap spot, I had friends' parents who were deaf, and they just need to park close because they can't hear cars.
Oh.
Doesn't mean they're bad.
Wait, people? This is interesting. People that are deaf get handicapped so they don't walk as far?
That's interesting. No, it kind of makes sense, though.
My parents that had it.
But they can drive, but you can't hear when you're driving.
Right.
I just have so many questions. Right. I don't know. This has nothing to do with the topic. Okay, so he's saying,
hey,
I've heard this.
Right.
He's like, you know, I have to follow the laws. That's all.
You're right, Steven. You don't. But you're right. I get it. There are people you don't see their disability. 100%. There are disabilities going on that they might need it for. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
He's saying, yes to jerk, though. That's illegal.
Stand on a bum ankle for the opening act and the full act.
Right.
Probably out there for 3.5 hours.
How bum was that ankle?
Right.
Steven, come you a riot, fam. That's a good point. I ain't mad at you.
All right, Steven. Steven says jerk. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Later, fam.
I think I got her back. Maybe not. Screw it. Let's go to Amelia. I thought I had. Caitlin back, but I don't. Let's
no?
go.
Oh, no.
Amelia's calling in Milwaukee this morning. Let's go to her. Oh, man. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. All right, girl. Is Stacey a jerk for using her grandma's handicap sticker?
Oh, absolutely. I think she's a jerk. If you're sitting here talking about your ankle hurts just a little bit, it may not be a lot. Wrap it up. And not only that, when you whatever concert, how far it is, you still got to walk in there anyways. Right. And it might be a long distance. It might not. So come on now. And not only that, if your ankle is busted, you still got to walk it up. You can't baby it.
Valid.
I'm just from experience. I spent my ankle when I was younger, and if you just sit there, baby it, and not, you know, walk it like you're supposed to and exercise, it's going to make it worse.
It's going
to
stay bad.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Mm-hmm. It's true. There's a reason why when you're in the hospital, they make you get up and move now, and you know.
For me, I'd rather park far than close. It's like you're getting my steps in.
Why? Oh, well, that makes one of us, Amelia.
Get them
not
steps
me.
In.
I like to get park as close as I can. Walk right in.
Ditto. You know, Amelia, we appreciate you though. Got that vote in. Yep.
She said, I want to walk
bye.
Far.
Later.
What's wrong with her today?
I like to get my steps in, you know, 10,000 a day at least.
All right. I think we have Kaylin finally in West Bend. Kaylin, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we got you.
Got her back. Woo! Yeah. Don't know what happened. We are sorry.
I wanted to have her on the air because I think she may actually have the guts to go the opposite way.
You think she's leaning no?
Kaylin, which way are you going? Jerk or no jerk on Stacey using her grandma's handicap sign?
I'm saying no jerk just from personal experience.
Ooh!
Go on.
Tell more.
So I've got two ends of the double-edged sword here. I've also been to a concert after having my second hip surgery, full-on crutches and everything. It was 2 weeks after surgery, so I didn't even get my temporary handicap pass. Mm-hmm. But I have a younger sister who has a disability. And most people don't understand that even though she looks like she's only 14, she has access to a handicap pass, so we use mm-hmm. it for her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So my mom, being a great mother that she is, she goes, you're going to a concert. You're not even 2 weeks out of surgery. You're using that handicap sticker because you're not going to pass out in the freaking parking lot and get hurt even more.
Right. You need it. You need it. We're going to get you as close as you can because your sticker hasn't come in yet.
Correct. Exactly.
That felt situationally acceptable.
Well, if you have one on the way, that's one thing.
Right. That's kind of like a sub-usage allowance. You could use it.
Right. So depending on how bad her injury was, I mean, if she physically couldn't walk, I can understand why she had to use it. But don't diss us injured people for not going to a concert. I mean,
she's coming in with the defense for the injured. Just because my ankle's bummed, just because I had a hip replaced, don't mean I'm going to miss the show.
Why am I not feeling bad for these people using handicap signs incorrectly? Why? I don't feel bad for you. And I'm sorry, Kaylin, I want to, but I cannot in my soul. Nothing in me feels like your mom did the right thing here, but I'm trying to understand.
She was taking care of her baby, you know.
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, it's like I said, if you didn't have one on the way, then I'd really be mad at your mom, but you had one on the way, so it
explains, it justifies just enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I've been in Allie's seat, too. I'm 29. I've had three hip surgeries. I've had the handicap pass, and I've actually had people physically, or not physically, but verbally assault me because they're like, you look fine. You look fine. I'm like, no, actually, I just had my third hip surgery about 6 weeks ago.
You don't know none about my life,
you
but thank you, though.
I can't believe people say something. I just judge in private when I walk by you and give you a dirty look. I mean, people actually say something?
Some people got the gumption, you know?
That's amazing. Okay, well, Kaylin, props for not being afraid to say not the jerk today.
Standing 10 toes. She's from personal experience, too. Yep. Kaylin, we appreciate your call.
Somebody said hip surgery is so much different than a swollen ankle. Like, people are writing in going, what she had done was so much more severe than what Stacy had.
Maybe Stacy has a broken ankle and doesn't know it. One of my guys walked around with a swollen ankle for 3 months, come to find out, had plenty chipped bones in their ankle. Yeah, maybe it's worse than they know, and they're just tough. They a tough cookie.
And then somebody else wrote in, you really want to, I'm going to reverse. This is the one that's really going to make you feel bad.
What's up?
Jerk, my little sister was fighting stage 4 cancer and got her leg damaged in treatment. She still walked in from regular parking.
Well, now.
See, I told you I was going to spin it on you.
Dang.
One text, that's all it took. All right, but overall, jerk. It was two to one.
It was decided, but yeah. Kaylin came in with the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, it's time, everyone. Ooh. We have got tickets for you to Six Flags. Did you hear they arrested someone for Tupac's death?
Oh, I heard.
Or there's a warrant out?
Don't believe it, but I will see.
Oh my God, I got chills. We got to talk about this too. We got to talk about this next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, the 17-year-old in me cannot contain myself. Tupac, unbelievable yesterday. This thing's coming back to life.
It's been an open investigation for 25 plus years, G.
Never solved the murder.
Nope.
And I'll never forget when Tupac and then Biggie, I can remember where I was when these things happened, when these guys were killed in the 90s, and never solved. Well, yesterday, because it happened in Las Vegas where Tupac was killed.
Yep, after a fight.
Yesterday, they searched a house in connection with the murder of Tupac in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, right?
Less than 20 miles from the Strip in Henderson, Nevada, a suburb near, it was near where he got killed in 1996. He was 25 at the time. And they said the Las Vegas Police Department confirmed there was a search warrant served as part of the ongoing investigation into Tupac Shakur's homicide.
Ooh-wee.
I got goosebumps because I'm like, somebody's going to go to jail 20 years later and we're all finally going to get our justice we wanted to see.
That is absolutely wild to me, but I'm glad that they are still actually investigating it, because there's a lot of unanswered questions about a lot of the happenings of that night and just the things leading up to it.
You got to wonder, too, since it's been 26 or whatever years, it gets long enough out, people start talking.
Mm-hmm. One, what evidence do you have?
Yeah.
What evidence do you know? Mm-hmm. What information have you been withholding? And what have you now slipped up and said to some? Ooh.
Or people grow up or change. Maybe people go to prison and get out who know things. Like, you never know. There could have been somebody who's been in prison for
somebody
how many
Sally
years
knows something.
Who knows something is like, I'm back. Like, so, it could be so many things. And I'm just like, we need to know more.
Realistic.
And we don't know more.
New evidence into the murder of Tupac Shakur could literally be coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Why did they put a search warrant on this house? I need more information.
From what I'm hearing and seeing, it's like they had, and the part of the warrant was like to execute for like laptops and certain electronic devices. So there could be some pertinent information, maybe some emails, maybe some old photographs.
Somebody talking about it.
Some communication. Right. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm leaning. And I have no confounded information that says yes or no. That's just what I think.
We weren't filming with cell phones in the 90s.
No.
They weren't even. We weren't. The only reason there was any footage ever from that was because of cameras on buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only reason.
Security, CCTV, stuff like that.
We wouldn't have had anything otherwise. So.
Dog. Insane. Insane. Right. We got mad distracted, though.
That's the update.
We got other important things to do still.
We do, but I just had to tell y'all that they had a new search warrant yesterday.
Of course, it's a development.
Homicide of Tupac Shakur 25 years later. Ooh.
Gee, this is important. I got Thug Life tatted on my body. I'm a Pac fan.
Where is it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I don't want to know then. If you're not going to tell me, I don't want to know. Let's give away tickets to Six Flags.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
How do we transition? Tupac's murder.
Giving
to
tickets
Six Flags.
Like that. It's time right now.
Oh, my Lord. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll take caller 30 for a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags, A Great America. Get ready, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Giving away these tickets to Six Flags, A Great America. Whew. Somebody's going to have fun this summer. A 4-pack, nonetheless.
It's not one flag. It's 6 of them. And you can get all 6 the same day because it's at the same place and you can ride all the rides.
Exactly. Joanne. Joanne's calling from Menominee Falls this morning. Good morning, Joanne.
Morning.
Hey, how we doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Getting ready to hopefully get you some Six Flags. Mm-hmm. 4-pack. But I got one question before we ask you the actual question. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Six Flags before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that a girl.
Well, then, today's question shouldn't stump you, Joanne. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite ride at Six Flags?
Oh, man. I think Batman.
Is that good? Because there's more than one Batman. Should we specify? No. Yeah, Joanne.
Jeezy looked at me like I was going to say no.
I know, right?
What am I going to be like? Get off the phone, Joanne. You don't win anymore.
Which one? The Gotham one or Dark Knight? Which one?
The old one.
The old one.
Oh.
That's right. The classic one.
Well, now you can't say no to her because she's very specific about which one she likes. That's for sure.
She's OG with it, which means she's getting a 4-pack. No question. Congratulations, Joanne. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got 4 tickets. Have a great time, and we will do this all again tomorrow. Hold on, Joanne, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Like I said, tomorrow, same time. And if you missed it, we've got Milwaukee Brewfest tickets coming up at 8:40.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Lots of tickets going on, lots of winning. 103.7 KISS FM. Get to work. It's 7:58.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Girl, Gigi Hadid arrested in the Cayman Islands for possession of marijuana. Are we still arresting people for this?
Clearly.
I have to ask. I mean, I get it. She's clearly in another country.
We are.
You shouldn't
We're still arresting people in this country.
In Wisconsin.
This state.
I'm just saying.
Neither here nor there. It's about Gigi.
It's funny. Sometimes when I see this, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Still?
We're still doing this to people who have done nothing their whole lives. This is what we're arresting people for. Listen.
I see prohibition's alive and well.
And I would say that for anyone in prison for just weed. I would say the same thing for anyone. But this is with another argument for another day. But Gigi Hadid, arrested in the Cayman Islands. I will say, carrying stuff back and forth through customs, that is kind of dumb. Like, you should know better.
What you doing with the paraphernalia, dog?
You know, like,
Through customs? You really think they're not going to check customs?
That's what I mean. Like, you're rich. You can afford it. You can get more with the other side. Like, what are you?
It's internet. Get more on the other side.
But do you know why I think she thought it was okay? Because it was a private plane.
Private jet. Thought, I'm going to throw it in my bag. No harm, no foul. Well, customs. What are customs?
Isn't that what happened to, in Chicago. No, at the airport. Lucid Dreams. Why am I so blank right now? Lucid Dreams.
Are you Lucid Dreaming? No, what are you talking about?
Why is it not hitting you right now? Wow.
You're talking about Juice World.
Yes. What the hell? You didn't do what was, I said.
I mean, yeah, but what are you talking? Like, this is a completely different situation than that to me.
But didn't he get to the airport and ingest a bunch of drugs because he was on like a private plane? He was worried about them finding them?
Well, yeah.
Or no, that was different.
No, maybe.
I'm just saying.
Pills, in my opinion, what are you getting at to the comparison?
The private plane.
He thought he was good because it was a private plane.
That's where I'm going with the private plane. It's like, say, celebs get on, they have this or they have that, they're not prepared.
Okay, and they're not thinking
they're going to get searched or whatever, and then it becomes, like, that's where you go left, you know? Because they're so entitled to that life.
They think that they're good to go.
But we don't think like that. We're like, people would be like, is there anything in my bag?
Right, I'd be triple checking my bag. Like, ain't nobody touched this since I packed it last, right? They're going to ask me at the airport, and I need to be able to tell them truthfully that, yes, I packed my own luggage.
Did you leave your bag unattended, DC?
No, I did not.
Well, Gigi's going to be just fine.
She'll be fine.
She was released, and everything's fine, but she was arrested.
Right, she's already out.
And we found it would happen on July 10th, by the way, 9 days ago. So this didn't even come out right away, but she got arrested for marijuana and paraphernalia in the Cayman Islands at the Customs and Border Control.
Worst places to be arrested, right?
And worse things. Tickets to Milwaukee Brewfest coming up at 8:40 this morning, everybody. Get ready.
Mm-hmm. Got our little kit and we're excited. I know y'all are too.
Mm-hmm. And you just made my life when you told me they have seltzer now too at Brewfest.
They're adding up to it. I mean, you gotta think. They gotta adapt with the times.
Evolve.
Everybody's drinking seltzer.
Everybody.
Now.
Yeah, 100%. That gives a place for people that don't drink beer, like me, and then still have fun with everybody. I love it. So that's at 8:40, less than 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. DZ, I wanted to share something I had done at my house because it's rare I call people to come fix things. I just let them break and let them sit there, honestly.
Until somebody offers to fix it.
100%. I mean, I had a broken handle on my freezer for 7 years, maybe.
Stop it.
A guy fixed it recently for me. A friend was over and said, why is your handle off? And I go, I don't know. It broke off. I never fixed it. On in 10 minutes.
Done.
And if he's listening, thank you, because you know who you are.
Appreciate you, homie.
Appreciate everything. But yeah, I fixed that. But otherwise, it's not normal, unless something's really bad, for me to go, Mayday, I got to call a company to come fix this.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I had called to have my air ducts cleaned, my vents. I've never done this in my life.
Yeah, who thinks about that?
But I would vacuum. We don't have a lot of carpet anymore, but the carpet we do have, when I would vacuum, the vacuum was disgusting. The amount of dust, like, it was not normal. I was like, we're probably all going to die if I don't call someone to clean this up. Because I had work done, like, on my house a while ago, and clearly needed to get the vents cleaned after that, and never did. So I'm vacuuming, and my vacuum is the dust. It's
struggling.
Not, it's dust. It's just dust everywhere, and more. I'm like,
Well, pets, kids, I mean, of course.
Everything.
Life.
And I've owned that house for 10 years. So I'm like, oof. So I call and I set it up and I'm like, I've never had a vent cleaning. And so they come and they cleaned them all out. And I'm like, and now when I vacuum, there's no dust. Like, it's really crazy. Like, it really changed everything. And I said, well, I'm glad I did this.
Uh-huh.
This was a random thing, though, that I had done that I never really would have thought of.
Oh, interesting. Because, yeah, you think you just kind of move into a house, especially when, say, you buy one.
Yeah.
Right? As renters, you don't really worry about that ever. That's not on us. But when you buy, all of these things are your responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm good at changing the air filter and, like, the furnace, the air vent, whatever down there.
I do that, no problem.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. But getting up into the vents and actually cleaning the vent ways of the house.
I could never do that. You got to have a company do that.
Yeah, and I that's something I would never go ahead and go, oh, you got to be on top of that. But that's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
It was just really random, and I felt cleaner. You know how you clean your house and you feel clean again? I felt cleaner when the guy left.
Did it feel like the breath, the air, the quality maybe was better too?
Yeah, and it might have just been me convincing myself, but I did feel like the air was better. Because when I vacuum, I don't have all that dust anymore. Mm-hmm. And I went, wow, I should have done this a long time ago. And it was, you know, I don't know. It's going to depend on the size of your house. So I'm not going to say how much it costs. Mine was like between $500 and $700, which to me was worth it because the amount of stuff they cleaned up, like not having that dust and my air quality, it's just random though.
Well, nobody said it was cheap, but it's an investment, and it's a quality investment in your health and your future.
Well, and it's good. I'm good now until I got to do it again. They asked if I wanted the dryer vent cleaned out. You ever seen that done?
I just did mine.
That's crazy.
Not that long ago. I just did mine not that long ago. I actually just put my leaf blower up into the hose nozzle and blew it all out.
Oh, that's genius.
It worked like a charm.
That's genius.
It worked. I saw a video on it online.
Think about that.
Worked amazing.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Okay, that's a good idea. Well, I don't know. I was just wondering if there's anything random like that that anybody has had done that they want to share, because I feel like vent cleaning is so random. You don't think about it, right? Until somebody says something and you're like, I didn't think about doing that.
At all.
I needed it without a doubt, but I bet everybody, we've had it done at work, and I remember when they came and did it at work because it smelled good. And I go, why does it smell so good in here? And they
smells
go,
fresh.
They go, oh, the HVAC guys are cleaning the vents, the air ducts. And I was like, no kidding. Smells good in this place.
So it wasn't in your mind because you came into a situation where you didn't even know that stuff was being done and could tell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could tell the difference at home too.
I hope. Well, and I lost my dog. I'm not trying to bring it down, but Bella was gone in March. So everything, now I don't have it. There's all these things that were in my house. Smells.
No pet dander that you got to worry about anymore.
Nothing.
Because dogs, you know they smell like corn chips sometimes.
Imagine
I know.
How much Fritos for sure.
Uh-huh.
And how much hair gets in those vents too?
All the time.
See?
All the time. See, with us, now my wife and I, we're still on a pending purchase of our home, right?
Yeah.
But with having inspections and things done, we were told that there were certain things as homeowners that are commonalities we had no idea about.
Like what?
Gee, so one, we got to get our roof replaced. If this sale goes through the home, we got to get our roof replaced in less than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in our mind, like that's no time coming up. So we're probably going to replace it in the next 5, realistically. Yep. So we're going to get there and all of a sudden be in a new home and go, okay, new roof.
Yeah.
I would have never considered in my brain to go, oh, you got to change the roof out. Oh, you got to switch the shit.
Nope. Oh, because you've never owned a house.
Why would I know that?
These are the things. And this happened to me. I moved in to mine and like, I think the furnace broke. It was something big like that. And I was like, what? And you move in, you're like, I got to fix it. Well, this was fun until I had to fix it. Until I paid thousands of dollars to fix something.
This doesn't just run forever. No, what do you mean?
That money's going to come back to you.
Sure.
You know that in the end, because it's an investment. You're going to have way more in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things. It can be expensive to do the repairs.
The roof, after you explained it, I was like, oh, okay, for sure. Weather, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Sure. But then he got to another point.
What'd he say?
Where dude said, you've got.
Who's this, the inspector?
The inspector. Yeah, dude. I just said dude.
I knew what you
meant. The inspector
goes
and was, you guys have 2 points in the home, too, that you're going to want to raise a little bit. In very itty bitty corners.
The foundation?
Part of the foundation of the house. He was like, you're just going to want to get somebody, get like a foam treatment or something. I was like, a foam treatment? He's like, yeah, it's not as expensive as you're thinking it's going to be, but this is another thing that's going to help keep your home, you know, up in good shape. It's nothing major. I'm like, nothing major? You just told me I gotta re-level the parts of my foundation? Bro, what?
Right. That's a great one. Yes, the foundation stuff people don't think about. All kinds of stuff.
There's so many things that you have a house.
My porch is cracking, like the concrete, and I'm like, am I going to have to fix the concrete? Like, there are things like that you don't think about. I'm like, there's a cracked line in my porch. At some point, I got to do something about this because something's moving here. Something's shifting.
What are home fixes you never thought you'd have to do or that you didn't know you'd have to do?
Vent cleaning.
Vent cleaning, one.
fixing a crack in a concrete because it might affect my foundation, things right. like that.
Re-leveling?
I mean,
reinforcing
never.
A basement? Changing know. A roof? What?
I want to know. 414-533-1037. I would love to hear some of these random fixes or maybe something I didn't know I should be doing like that, mm-hmm. you know?
I just found out gutters are actually more important than you think.
Dude, do you know how bad I need gutters? I need the gutter guards.
Yeah.
They are too expensive for me.
Really?
I've looked in... Oh, DZ!
I got a guy.
Well, you can do it yourself.
I got a guy.
If you know a guy that can do it,
I got a guy. Don't worry about it. We gonna,
because
we gonna talk.
My quotes were $4,000 to $5,000 on that. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
No thanks.
It's crazy up here.
I'll pay somebody else to come clean them once in a while. So that's the kind of stuff you don't think about.
Never clean gutters in my life.
Oh, get ready. You're going to be doing it a lot.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
My wife did it. She's got it. She's got the experience. I'm going to trust her.
Go, Aaron. Go, Aaron.
That's you know another what? One.
I do it to the level. Like I do the first level. Like the level I can reach. I pay someone to do the second.
I'm not putting my hand in that muck. Yuck.
You put a glove on, DZ.
Nope. I can feel it through the glove. I'm good. I'm not doing that.
414-533-1037. Random house fixes. We're going to discuss next. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Here we are.
And we're talking about random house fixes. Ironically, I mentioned Adam Deputy. What up?
What's the word,
help
AD?
Help me refinance as we're talking about homeownership.
We'll be talking to you soon, dog.
Yes, you will. You'll be talking with Adam Deputy very soon. So it's random fixes you've had to do to your house. Like I said, I had my vents, my air ducts cleaned. It was so random, but it made a huge difference in all the dust and the vacuuming. I didn't realize how bad I needed it until I had it done.
You improved the air quality of your home significantly.
I really did. So we're talking about random fixes. You had some foundation stuff. Kevin, though, is in Economowoc this morning on 2. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kevin.
Hi, Allie and DZ.
Oh, what's the word, man? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, what's the random thing you had to fix in Economowoc?
Radon. Mm. That's one of those categories that I feel like a lot of people don't know about.
It's one
of those things that come up during home sales and definitely affects the indoor air quality.
And it affects whether or not you need like a system, right?
The mitigation. Radon. Yeah. I just learned
about
this too.
Testing.
This is all you learn this when you buy a house. You're like, wait, radon? What do you mean I got to worry about radon? What do you mean I have to pay for something if I don't have it? What? Huh?
Did you mean raid in? No, I play Mortal Kombat. What you talking about?
Well, and it's like very important, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
it's a radioactive gas.
Yeah,
actually,
it's horrible for you.
It unfortunately can be a huge health hazard. Mm-hmm. If you're exposed to like huge levels. I think the level is like a 4 or something like that. Anything below that, you're okay. Anything past that, you need a mitigation system to help pool some of those unfortunate gases that could be leaking into the house. And it's natural. There's nothing we could do to stop it.
Right. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Kevin. How long have we been aware of radon? When did we figure this out?
Me? Yeah. I've been aware for probably about 20 years. I originally did it in my own home. Mm-hmm. I was at a 28 and we brought it down to a 0.5.
28! Yo!
Glad you're alive. Glad to know ya. I mean, geez, Kevin. Okay, well, this is crazy.
Well, this was a good one. Right on mitigate. We just did the same thing, for real.
Just be prepared. That's something you got to deal with if you buy a house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing to know. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Great share. Later.
All right, Ashley in Sheboygan Falls. This girl has been having trouble getting in for months. She's back. Ashley.
I'm going to call at 8:30. This is great.
Dun, 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 dun. It all worked out, Ashley. You're back. You made it in.
I know. So exciting.
Ashley, what's the random home fix you had to do?
Okay, so you were talking about, I told you the well pump. So we share a well pump with our neighbor, which is, we live out in the country. I grew up in the city. Living out in the country is like a whole different world. It's seriously like a whole lifestyle change.
It's different smells for sure.
When he doesn't have, like, when something goes wrong with his water, like, we have to fix, it's like something with our well, so, like, we have to fix it. He's very nice, he's wonderful, he will pay us, but it's just, like, just an inconvenience.
Yeah,
that's a nuisance. Like, you share a well with your neighbor.
I didn't ever know that or think of that, so you then have to fix it for them.
Yikes.
Oh, jeez!
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that's very weird.
And annoying.
It is very annoying. So you were talking about foundation fixes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we, when we first moved into our house in 2006, our foundation was, we didn't realize it, but it was allowing grass snakes to come into our basement.
Yikes.
Okay, so how did you guys have to fix that?
So my husband had to, like, take away, there was, like, a covering around it, and he had to take it away and, like, pull, you know,
There were rocks and stuff that you had around the house. And so I had to pull all that back and, you know, look for holes and patch everything up. But I walked down into the basement one day and there is a grass. I mean, we had a handful of them, but let me tell you, from living in the city to going in the country, I'm like, can we just burn the house down?
I'm out. I'm out. I don't need none of the, no, we can just move.
Ashley?
Don't pack, yep. We're just moving.
Yep. Ashley, yeah. City girl, city girl all day right here. Yeah. Don't take me to the camping unless I'm glamping. Don't take me camping terrible. Unless you're doing everything. No
Ashley,
thanks.
Right? Ashley had to fix snakes in her basement.
Yeah. Never would have thought.
And her neighbors well, not to mention.
Seriously, I would have burned the whole house down like she said. Like, I would have been like, we're done.
We're moving back to the city.
We're over it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day. Later.
All right. Jesse's in New Berlin real quick. And Jesse, you have some well issues as well, like Ashley?
As well?
As well.
I did.
I like my pun there. Jesse, what's your issue?
So last year, we moved in September of 2021. And last year, we noticed that our dog was having like some GI issues and we couldn't figure out anything else. So we finally said, you know what? I'm going to test the water.
Mm.
So I went to Home Depot and I bought a home test. And it was positive for bacteria.
Oh, in the water? What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It happens with groundwater. So I had to call a place and have them shock the well. So they basically chlorinated it.
Like a pool?
What?
Yeah.
What?
So they chlorinate it, and then it sits for, like, overnight. And then they come in and flush it out so that you have clean water again.
Oh.
So I just could use my water for, like, a day.
Yo, that is wild.
Mm.
And then I got a letter this week saying, hey, you might want to test your water again. You should do it every 1 to 2 years.
Oh, well, at least you got a letter about it. I wouldn't have thought about it again.
Wow. Gee,
the things you learn when you buy a home.
It's a lot of stuff.
Shock your water. Don't scare it.
Look at you, DZ. Nice, nice there. Jesse, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Please, bye.
Well, happy home ownership, DZ. Hope it goes well.
Thank you. I'm excited for it now.
Let's give away some Brewfest tickets. It is going on July 29th at McKinley Park, right on the lakefront. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're getting a 4-pack of tickets. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ash is calling from Racine this morning. Good morning, Ash. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, guys?
What's going on, so, Ash?
Ash, you ever been to Milwaukee Brewfest right on the lakefront at McKinley Park before?
No, I haven't, but the 29th is my wife's birthday, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, then this is going to work out because you're caller number 30.
Hey! Ash just got the clutch birthday present.
You guys are going to have a really good time, and you can bring two more friends because it's a 4-pack of tickets.
Mm.
Oh, crazy. That's what's up.
Even better. He just made a party out of it. Yeah. What's up? Who's going?
Mm-hmm. You can still get tickets, but you're going for free with three of your friends. It's awesome. They'll give you a glass. You'll walk around, drink all the beer and seltzer, too, now that you want.
I just got one small correction.
What?
Ash. It's Ash, his wife, and two of her friends.
Oh!
Yeah, you already know that's what's
I'm
up.
Already knowing, Poppy. I'm already knowing.
Ding, ding. Very right. Well, it is her birthday. Ash, congratulations. Hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Same time tomorrow. Same prize. Let's go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.